Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
And we'll begin with the Irish Daily Mail this morning, which has the news that a year-old baby girl has been savaged by an XL bully dog. The story says that a baby girl was rushed to hospital for surgery after she was attacked by an XL bully at her own home over the weekend. The girl is 12 months old and was savagely attacked by the dog at her home in Lixnaw in North Kerry. The child has undergone surgery following the attack and is recovering in hospital. Now, thank God she is expected to make a full recovery, but what a frightening incident for that baby attacked in her own home. The dog has since been destroyed and there is a Garda investigation. A reminder that XL bullies are set to be banned across the country by October of this year under certain circumstances, and then there'll be a full ban in the new year. We haven't had dog breeds banned before, but you can see why this expert group was advising. So thank God this child will be okay, but certainly frightening. The Irish Independent on the front page: new tax on land hoarders shelved ahead of the budget. So if you're a land hoarder, you'll be thrilled with this. The government is deferring the landmark residential zoned land tax, which is a new one on me. It's called the RZLT. Well, anyway, they're deferring it, so it doesn't matter, for a year, and it plans to draft a new scheme that will exclude farmers. The decision will be seen as a major election sweetener for farmers who feared significant tax bills under the scheme. So farmers are happy, but also land hoarders are going to be happy as well. These are people who might be holding onto land in the hope that the value will increase in line with all these record house prices that we are seeing. So if you're a farmer or a land hoarder, you'll be happy to hear that the RZLT has been shelved and there's going to be a new scheme brought in. Main story in the front of the Irish Times: the Navy is currently sending out one ship a day to monitor Ireland's vast territorial waters. Of course, we are an island nation and we've one ship to monitor the entire island, despite government warnings of maritime threats from foreign militaries and organised crime groups. That's the big story there from Conor Gallagher. Until the middle of July, 214 patrol days had been carried out, or slightly more than seven per week, working out at about one a day. If this trend continues, there'll be fewer than 400 patrol days this year. So Ireland's naval ships on course to carry out the fewest number of patrol days in decades. And there are manpower shortages, of course, in the Navy as well, and a lack of resources generally in terms of buying new ships and things like that. Staying with water, obviously this yacht tragedy is dominating a lot of the front pages as well. I actually, reading some of the papers this morning, it's quite depressing because it's all about millionaires and things like that. And it's just quite depressing that that's what your life is reduced to, how much money you're worth, because it's all about tycoon and millionaire and all this stuff. The Irish Daily Star, that's more so the English papers. The Irish paper is not quite going the same, but certainly across the water, it's all about how rich you are. The Star says Irish girls escape from death yacht. The Irish Daily Mirror: hero mum saves baby in sea hell. And the Irish Sun: I saved my baby as yacht sank in dark. A British mother above a luxury yacht that sank, leaving seven feared dead, has told how she saved her baby in raging waves. This is Charlotte Golunski, was plunged into the sea at 4 a.m. in a freak storm off Sicily. The missing include Mike Lynch, whose parents are Irish, and his teenage daughter, Hannah. And Mike Lynch, again, described in the papers here as a tech tycoon. So I see from Sky News that the Italian authorities working through the night to try and find survivors or signs of life. That's the main picture on the front of the Irish Examiner as well. Irish-linked tech tycoon and daughter among six missing after superyacht sinks off Sicily. Also on the front of the Irish Examiner, we have had a bad old summer, constantly raining. However, that hasn't put us off enjoying summer products, because the dreary summer weather hasn't stopped consumers from spending big on barbecue items. Sales of sausages and alcohol are on the rise, and they're actually, obviously it's not down to the weather, but they're thinking it's things like the Olympics has contributed to this, where people are having parties at home. We're spending an extra €367,000 on sausages, €8 million on alcohol, and €254,000 on ice cream during the summer. And an extra €5 million was also spent on take-home confectionery and savoury items compared to the previous period. So they reckon that's down to the Olympics. Inside the papers then, we are told in one of the papers, it's the Mail, just looking at the US election there, there's a new book out on Britain's Queen Elizabeth, and we are told that she found Donald Trump very rude. Hardly a big shock, but this is what's described as a sensational new biography on the late monarch, claims that Queen Elizabeth found Donald Trump very rude. She is said to have particularly disliked the way he looked over her shoulder as if in search of others more interesting. So you're in a room with Queen Elizabeth and she felt he was looking over her head to see who else he could talk to. And the Queen also mused over his relationship with Melania and said she believed they must have some sort of arrangement. Now, these aren't official quotes. It is a biography on the Queen. None of it very surprising, but it would be surprising if the Queen actually said this. The claims are made in a new book, which is called A Voyage Around the Queen and is being serialised in the Mail. So she found Donald Trump very rude. If you are bored, you shouldn't go scrolling on your phone, we are told, because it makes you more bored. The Irish Independent has this story. Swiping through videos on your phone when you are bored can exacerbate the boredom instead of fixing it. A lot of people go through Instagram reels and YouTube shorts and stuff. That's called doom scrolling, where a lot of people are guilty of it. You go from video to video to try and pass the time. But scientists have found that actually, instead of passing the time, it makes you even more bored. They do say more research is needed into it, but they have found it noticeable enough that they would mention it. So stay away from your phone if you are bored. A couple of final stories for you. One from The Eye. I know some people are trying to catch last minute late summer holidays, and for many people a summer holiday abroad is the highlight of the year, but it doesn't come cheap according to a new survey in The Eye today, because people are spending a fortune before they even arrive at their destination. They reckon around €300 or £265 sterling is spent before you even go on holiday, and because of that, one in five have to cut back on spending on the holiday itself. The most common holiday expenses before you even arrive at the place are new clothes and swimwear, travel insurance, travelling to the airport, buying your toiletries, food and drink at the airport, haircuts, additional airport spending, mosquito repellent, new luggage and manicures and pedicures. Food and drink at the airport, I always reckon you need about £100 for the airport for just a bit of fun money for either buying duty free or food and drink. And finally, from the Times of London, I know in Dublin there's a particular problem with seagulls, certainly other parts of the country. And I see also a big problem across the water, the pesky seagulls who are robbing fish and chips. But it's become such a problem that some restaurants are starting to offer seagull insurance. So Hawkins on the Isle of Man, a restaurant there, is announcing a £1 insurance policy on seagulls after locals were constantly harassed by the gulls. So when you buy this insurance policy for £1, it means that if you have your burgers and your chips eaten by a seagull, you can claim a free meal. A lot of people have had the experience where the seagulls swoop on when you're walking down a pier or whatever, and they take your food. So they're introducing the Manx Seagull Insurance. So from today, for only £1, you get your replacement meal on the house. A good marketing ploy, and interesting to see if other businesses follow suit. Anyway, those are the stories making the headlines.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.